I initially wrote this sermon in 2006. It was the second I ever delivered. I reworked it for a service in 2011, and all this, so you know, is in full disclosure that I didn't really write it this time. But I reworked it at a time that First Universalist Church of Rochester, my former church, and this is Rochester, New York, was full of turmoil because of an almost fatal illness of our settled minister. As chair of the worship committee, I was responsible for making sure that worship proceeded for the first 6 months of her illness. I believe the congregation members needed a reminder to take care of themselves as well as to take care of each other. After dealing with 3.5 years of transition at First Universalist, I left Rochester just as the new settled minister was arriving. So what did I find here in Fort Collins? A minister of 23 years retiring in another church in transition. So just because a church in transition has become my norm doesn't mean that it's yours. So I thought it was important to deliver the same message to you. And I start with a few questions. Questions about busyness. Where has it all come from? And what has become of us that we are continuously busy and claim it as a badge of honor? Maybe Merton is right. Maybe this is a violence we inflict upon ourselves. With all of this frenzy, where is the time to think, to create, to assess issues and make reasoned decisions? Where is this fractured life of endless activities, or where in this fractured life of endless activities, do we find some quiet, a centering, a clear space to plan our lives? We are so busy doing that we forget to live, to enjoy life, to enjoy fellowship and love. This is the result of succumbing to violence of a busy modern life. So how do we find respite? My suggestion is that we observe Sabbath, whatever that means. Rebecca Parker says, to keep the Sabbath means once every 7 days to step outside the dominating culture and enter another space. On a regular basis, stop participating in life as it is defined for us. In other words, step outside your role as child, parent, worker, partner, caregiver, and take time to become your best self by being who you need to be and by taking care of that person. Wayne Muller describes the Jewish tradition in his book, Sabbath. Sabbath grew out of the creation story in Genesis. He examines the creation story with a very interesting translation. In the beginning becomes in a beginning, when God began to create the heavens and the earth. Each day, God creates a part of the universe, and when done, looks at the work and declares it good. Each day, God takes time to appreciate the goodness of his creation. It took 6 days for creation, and then, according to Exodus, on the seventh day, God rested and was refreshed. The word for refreshed used in the ancient texts literally means exhaled. Mueller sees a rhythm moving through creation, the inhale of creation, and the exhale of rest. He says, without the Sabbath exhale, the life-giving inhale is impossible. Without the Sabbath exhale, the life-giving inhale is impossible. Jewish tradition follows God's example and observes a day of rest. The Bible provides laws forbidding various activities on that day. To some, the prohibitions become onerous. The day is dull and lifeless. Mueller argues that those who practice the Sabbath of what you cannot do are missing the purpose of Sabbath. Rather, one should look at what one can do. For those who enjoy Sabbath the most, it is a day of enforced rest, a day where the cell phone, the computer, and the TV are off, a day shared with children and parents, a day of listening and talking, a day spent with a beloved partner without interruption. Sabbath becomes a day to let the cares of everyday life recede and recharge in the presence of God and family. One would argue that we are doing that now, attending church on Sunday. But my question is, in the midst of this sanctuary and worship, how much business and busyness occurs on Sunday at church? How many meeting times are agreed to? How many committee members touch base for some preliminary planning or final details? And I will admit my guilt on this part. Are we truly observing the Sabbath? I'm sure many are, but is everyone? In my last church, we had a ban on Sunday meetings. The ban didn't work well because many in the congregation came from long distances, and this was the only time in their week that they could come to church. What did last was that meetings could not start until everyone had a chance to fully participate in coffee hour after worship, to take time to see friends and make newcomers welcome, ensuring that worship and community building were completed prior to starting on business. It is unfortunate that many people are not able to set aside a whole day for Sabbath or a whole morning for worship. They must work or care for others. So what other alternatives are there that we can seek? What about Sabbath moments or minutes or hours? I was raised Presbyterian. However, my heritage church could not address the crisis of faith I faced 16 years ago when I realized I no longer believed in the divinity of Jesus. Quite frankly, I don't think I ever did. However, this was a man who led an extraordinary life. He was connected with the universal spirit in a way that few people experience. He provides an example of how a life of faith can be lived. Becoming a UU has allowed me to freely explore my own spirituality, knowing that I would be accepted as a member of the congregation regardless of what I came to believe. I spent time looking for the historic Jesus, the human Jesus, the man, and how he maintained his relationship with God. I found one of his practices was to rest, to draw away from people and move into the wilderness and pray. He would not wait for all of the work to be done. He would just go. He would find a place for those solitary moments when he could listen to the mystery, where he could take time to rest and renew his soul. Each encounter with people takes energy. Some people are extroverted and have significant energy to spend with other people. They thrive on those interactions and may even gain energy from it. Others, introverts like myself, find those interactions exhausting over time. Having to be on, having to spend the energy to listen, to comfort, to play, to pay attention. Part of the balance of my life is to find the time to be alone, to re-energize myself so I can continue with life, a life I love, with people I love. But to be able to give fully of myself, I must find time to be alone. I believe everyone needs some form of this. We all need space to rest and think and be creative and really evaluate options to make better decisions, to focus work, to be present, to enjoy life, and not just run through it. I would argue that Sabbath is not a time limited to a Sunday or to attending church. Sabbath moments can be found and observed throughout the day. Noticing the birds singing in springtime as you walk from your car into work. Pausing as you walk to your car after work and looking at the clouds, the pattern of the clouds in the sky, and in the deep winter, looking at the sunset light on those clouds. Playing with your children and watch their wonder as they discover the world around them. Find a quiet moment, maybe only a couple of minutes, to breathe and meditate in the middle of a busy day, allowing yourself to exhale, creating the space to inhale. Listen to your favorite music, attending only to the music, moving through your mind, your body, your soul, getting lost in the beauty. Or my current favorite, since I've moved to Fort Collins, gaze at the mountains and recognize their beauty and power. All of these are Sabbath moments. Anytime you can be present and allow yourself the space to rest becomes Sabbath time. It can be a moment, an hour, a few hours, a day. In Wayne Mueller's words, Sabbath time can be a revolutionary challenge to the violence of overwork. Mindless accumulation, an endless multiplication of desires, responsibilities, and accomplishments. Sabbath is a way of being in time where we remember who we are, remember what we know, and taste the gifts of the Spirit and eternity. In other words, in my words, Sabbath is a way to slow time, to enjoy life, and to be present. So how can that impact an average day? When I'm walking, it becomes a motion meditation. I'm aware of my body moving, of my breath moving in and out. I'm aware of my power and my strength. And best of all, I'm aware when the endorphins kick in and I fall in love with life all over again. The energy continues to flow through me as I peek at the sun, grateful for this day. If I have some time at home, I try to make this a quiet time for reading or meditation or writing. This is my time, a time I treasure. It is my Sabbath time. Then I start my day sewing, doing my books, or writing classes, bringing focused thought and creativity. When I have the opportunity to look outside, I notice the hawks in the sky, the breeze blowing through the trees, the clouds in various shapes and colors. These are Sabbath moments spread throughout the day. My examples are from the point of view of a non-parent. My husband and I chose not to have children, and I cannot speak to the stresses of parents with children of any age experience. However, there may be a way of having Sabbath time for yourself while teaching the importance of it to your children. Along with the challenge may come the benefit of strengthening relationships. But these are not my areas of experience. So I suggest that you talk to other parents and see what ideas you can generate. There are also times that some of us feel overcommitted and overwhelmed because of our real responsibilities, responsibilities that we cannot lay down. My brother took care of his wife as she recovered from esophageal cancer. She still has a tracheotomy and feeding tube, though she is cancer-free, and requires someone to be with her at all times in case her airway becomes blocked. 3 years ago, while she was still undergoing treatment, my mother fell and broke her arm. She was also experiencing a deepening dementia. Mom lives in a retirement community near my brother, so he serves as the primary contact for her, as well as the primary caregiver for my sister-in-law. It was an absolutely overwhelming time for him, as we had to transition Mom to a higher level of care and break up her apartment. I helped as I could, coming down every 3 weeks to help pack her apartment and help be with Mom. But that did very little to relieve Maury of his responsibilities. Another example would be when I was in the hospital with issues with my heart. At the same time, my mother-in-law was in the hospital across town battling metastatic breast cancer. In between work and sleep, my husband Jim visited both of us, giving his care and support to us as well as to his dad. How does one find time away from situations like these? Could asking for help be a form of observing Sabbath time? If taking care of oneself is practicing Sabbath, can't asking for help to carry the load, to take a brief breather, also be Sabbath? These are times when you draw on your safety net, friends, or family, or a faith community to support you, to provide you with Sabbath time you need to gain the energy to continue. Sabbath can be a day, an hour, or a moment, maybe even just a hug or a shoulder to cry on. The point is to be intentional in finding those Sabbath moments, finding those times of rest and renewal and healing. But our culture does not necessarily accept or provide for this needed healing. We are to be strong, to deal with life as it comes, to get over the most recent challenge or tragedy and get on with life. Get back to work, get back to being productive. Put the unpleasantness behind you. Rebecca Parker tells us, to keep the Sabbath is a radical way of resistance to a culture that has lost track of the meaning of life. I also return to Merton's words, the frenzy of our activism neutralizes our work for peace. It destroys the fruitfulness of our own work because it kills the root of inner wisdom, which makes work fruitful. What these wise people are telling us in very strong language is for me a very personal message. When you have paid attention to yourself, to your rest, and to your healing, only then you can truly be with others and share yourself fully with your family, with your workplace, with your world. After all, isn't this the way to have a fuller life, a more fruitful life? Give yourself the opportunity to exhale. For without the Sabbath exhale, the life-giving inhale is impossible. Thank you for sharing this Sabbath time with me. Blessed be.